If you have your Bibles tonight, I would like to ask you to please turn to the book of Psalms. I would like to read from Psalms 84. Psalm 84, the 84th Psalm. I would like to read the first 12 verses. Well, there are only 12 verses in the Psalm, and I'd like to read those verses. Psalm 84, verses 1 through 12. The Word of God says in Psalm 84, beginning in verse 1, "How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield, and look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee." There are a lot of important truths in every word of God, in every verse in the Word of God. This psalm is full of great teachings that we could rejoice in. There are three particular expressions that are found in this psalm that tell us about how a man is blessed. You go back to verse 4. Verse 4 says, "Blessed are they that dwell in thy house." Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. Isn't that a great blessing to dwell in the house of the Lord? David said in the 23rd Psalm, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord." So the scripture here says, "Blessed are they that dwell in thy house." And then we find in verse 5, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee." In other words, if I realize and I know and I'm thinking about that my strength is in God, if I realize how weak I am and I know that my strength must come from God, I'm a blessed man as long as I remember and know my strength is in God. And then the third pronouncement of blessing is in verse 12, where the Word of God says, "O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee." Blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. I want us to go back to one particular verse that's in this passage of Scripture. I want to reread verses 5 and 6. The Word of God says, "Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools." I want us to think primarily about that sixth verse, where the Word of God is talking about a blessed man, that his strength is in God, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well. That's the main part of that verse that's on my heart. Now, the Valley of Baca, the Word of God teaches us that the Valley of Baca was a valley of weeping and a valley of tears. Baca, B-A-C-A, means weeping and tears. So the Word of God here is saying that it's a blessed man whose strength is in God, and that when he is passing through the valley of Baca, he makes it a well. That is, to me, what God is saying here, that there are some of the children of God that even when they're going through a valley and they're in the midst of a valley, they will find a way to make a well right there in the valley. Now, I believe that the way that we make a well in the valley, the way that we can find encouragement and strength and joy when we're in the valley, is if we call upon God. Now, you can dig all you want to, and you can try to encourage yourself, but unless God will help you, you can't find a well in the valley of Baca. But you make a well in the valley of Baca by calling upon God and by looking to God and by remembering that God is your strength and God is your help. And so it is that some of the people of God, when they're in the valley of Baca, all they do is cry and weep. That's the natural thing to do when you're in the valley of Baca, because it's a valley where the normal thing to do is to cry and weep. But there are some of the children of God that refuse to cry and weep in the valley of Baca, because even in that valley, they still know that there are great blessings that God has for them even while they're in the valley. I believe that David knew what that was all about when he said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." You know what David was saying when he said, "Even though I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." He said, "For thou art with me." Now, do you know David dug a well right there when he said that God was with him in the valley? If you can't feel God with you when you're in the valley, then all you're going to do is weep and cry. But if you can feel the presence of God, if you know the truth that God has said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you," then even when you have to pass through the valley of Baca, what will you do while you're in the valley of Baca? You'll find some truth. You'll find something about God and the teachings of God that will give you great strength and grace so that you can dig a well right there in the valley of Baca. I want you to go forward with me to Isaiah chapter 41 just a moment. Go forward in your Bibles about 40 or 50 pages and look in Isaiah chapter 41. The Word of God here is talking about the people of God sometimes being very weak and frail and faint, and they're having all kinds of troubles and problems. Did you know we have those in the congregation tonight, some that are having a lot of trouble in their lives right now? There are some that if they did not look to God for the strength and grace they need, that they would be, as they are in the valley of Baca, that they would be doing nothing but weeping and wailing and mourning and crying. And yet, we find that there are those that are in the valley of Baca, and yet they have digged a well, they have made a well right there in the valley of Baca. They have found something to encourage them and strengthen them and lift them up. And what is it that encourages and strengthens and lifts up God's people when they're in the valley of Baca, when they're in a place that the natural man would do nothing but weep and wail and cry? The only source of strength and encouragement must come from God. And so it is, you make a well by crying unto God and calling upon God and believing God and trusting in God. You make a well in the valley of Baca. The Word of God says now in Isaiah chapter 41, look at the scripture here. Isaiah chapter 41 beginning in verse 17. Isaiah 41 beginning in verse 17, the Word of God says, "When the poor and needy seek water." Now, brethren, when you talk about those in the valley of Baca, you're talking about the poor and needy. I'm not talking about financially poor. I'm talking about those that have great trouble and afflictions and problems in their lives. "When the poor and needy seek water, and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst," what does God say I'll do? "I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them." He's talking about his dear children. You remember how Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are they that hunger and thirst for what? Blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Now the people of God sometimes are in the valley of Baca, and they're hungry and thirsty, and they need help. And there is no help in anyone else. But what does God say He will do? He says, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. Listen to what He says in verse 18. He says, I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. Can God do that? Can God open up fountains in the midst of the valleys? When you're down in the valley, can God open up a fountain of living water for you while you're down in the valley and give you sweet waters to drink? Can He give you living water to drink while you're in the valley of Baca? Well, when He gives you that fountain of waters in the valley of Baca, you have dug a well. How did you dig the well? You dug the well by calling upon God and by looking to God. And what did God do when you called upon Him? Did He hear your prayers? Yes, He did. And He opened up the fountains of waters in the middle of the valleys, in the midst of the valleys. You remember what Jesus said. This thought just came to me from the Song of Solomon. You remember how the Word of God says that Jesus says, I am the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valleys. Brethren, that's the well. That's the source of strength. That's the source of encouragement you need. And you find Jesus in the midst of the valleys when you cry to Him and look to Him and you depend upon Him and you believe what God says. When the children of God, by faith, trust in God in the midst of the valleys, they're digging a well in the midst of the valley of Baca. And the Word of God says, blessed is the man. That's a blessed man that has the strength and courage and faith to dig a well in the valley of Baca. Now listen to verse 19. God says, I will plant in the wilderness the cedar, the shittah tree, and the myrtle, and the oil tree. And I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together that they may... Now I want you to listen carefully. There's four things, four reasons that God says He's going to do all this in the valley and in the midst of people's troubles. He says, verse 20, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord hath done this and the Holy One of Israel hath created it. Let me tell you something, brethren. When I see a child of God in the valley of Baca, and I see them drinking from the well, I see that they're happy in spite of the fact that they're in that valley that's supposed to be a valley of tears and weeping, and yet I find them rejoicing. What do I know? I see, I know, and I understand that the Lord has done that. Only the power of God can lift up His people when they're down in the valley of Baca. Only the power of God. Have you ever tried to help somebody that was down in the valley of Baca and couldn't help them? Have you ever had somebody that you loved and they were weeping and mourning and they had problems and they had troubles and you wanted to do something to help them and you tried and you tried, but you just couldn't do anything? Let me tell you something, brethren, our hand is short. We do not have the ability to help people, but God's hand is not short that it cannot help. His ear is not heavy that He cannot hear. And God, when His people have been loving Him and serving Him, though they do still have to walk through the valley of Baca, God will give them the strength to make it a well in the midst of the valley of Baca. And He'll give them trees, and He'll give them fountains of waters, and He'll give them the lily of the valleys while they're in the valley of Baca. That's one of the most wonderful things in the world, not to be in the valley, but to be able to feel the presence of God when you're in the valley of Baca. To feel and know that God is with you and helping you and encouraging you and strengthening you. It does my heart good. When we're singing songs sometimes, and I see how every song ties in directly with what's on my heart to preach, I sit there and I think, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every single song tonight I wanted to just stand up and say, listen, listen to what we're singing. Because every single song tonight was teaching the exact same truth that we're looking at in God's Word. You could go home, if you have, you can get from Brother David a list of those songs. You go home and you look up every one of the words in all those songs, and it's teaching the same truth that the people of God, in the midst of their trouble, they have reason to rejoice. Sometimes the people of God are ignorant of this truth, and sometimes the people of God get weak and weary and faint. And sometimes when the people of God are in the valley of Baca, they want to just lay down and cry and give up. Listen, brethren, the Word of God says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Blessed is the man whose strength is in the Lord. Because those individuals, when they're passing through the valley of Baca, they'll make a well right there in the valley of Baca. Can you tell me anybody in this congregation that you've seen make a well? In the Valley of Baca, this congregation is full of people that I have seen make a well in the Valley of Baca. I rejoice when I see the people of God that are in the midst of trouble, a time, a period in their lives when they ought to be doing nothing but weeping, and if they're trusting in themselves, and if they're depending on their own strength, and their other finances or anything else in their lives, if they're trusting in anything other than God, all they would do is weep and wail and mourn. It's an absolute miracle that a human being can rejoice in the Valley of Baca. It's a miracle because it takes the power of God for a child of God to be rejoicing in the midst of their trouble. You remember how the Apostle Paul, you remember how he had a thorn in the flesh? He had a problem. And I'm glad the Word of God doesn't tell us what that thorn is. There have been four or five times in my life that I thought, I know what his thorn was. Because I had a thorn in my flesh and I thought, this is what it was. This is what it is. No, God in His wisdom just said He had a thorn in the flesh so that all of God's children could see and feel. I've got a thorn in the flesh right now, Sister Christie's daddy. And we could just go all through the prayer list. Every one of these that are on the prayer list, they have a thorn in the flesh. They have a problem in their lives. And they need God's help. And as they need God's help, do you know what I do when I have a thorn in my flesh or when I see you having a thorn in your flesh? I pray, God, remove that thorn. I want the thorn removed. And listen, brethren, we have seen God perform miracles and remove the thorns, haven't we? We have seen God in His miraculous way. I have seen God perform miracles, and this church has seen God perform miracles time and time again, and we've seen Him actually remove the thorn and remove the problem. But we have also seen other times that He did not remove the thorn, and He did not grant the request of our heart to get rid of the problem, but He has never failed to give His people that love Him, He has never failed to give them the strength and grace they need so they can make a well right in the middle of the Valley of Baca. And it does my heart good to see you do that. To see you make a well in the Valley of Baca. You can't do it without Jesus, brethren. You just can't do it without Jesus. In fact, there's a sense in which this whole life, this whole world is nothing but a Valley of Baca. Did you know that? We live in a sin-cursed world. And the only way that you can have a well every day, the only way you can find rejoicing every day is if you can feel the presence of Jesus. And if you look to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, if you're calling upon the Lord, if you're serving the Lord, then you'll every time you're in the Valley of Baca and realize that you're in the Valley of Baca. Sometimes maybe you go to a lower degree in the Valley of Baca, but every time you're in the Valley of Baca, you can find a well and make a well there by calling on the Lord, and the Lord will grant the strength and grace you need. When the Apostle Paul had that thorn in the flesh and begged God thrice to remove that thorn, and God did not remove the thorn. Rather, Jesus said, "My grace is sufficient for thee." The Apostle Paul said, "Most gladly, therefore, will I rejoice in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Brethren, when the power, have you ever felt the power of Christ lifting you up? The power of Christ. Listen, brethren, when the power of Christ lifts you up, you know what you've got? You've got a well in the valley of Baca. I praise the Lord. That He strengthens my soul by watching children of God in the valley of Baca that have made a well in the valley of Baca. That God is sustaining them and giving them everything they need. And they can rejoice and actually give glory to God even for the problem that they have. You hear what I say? God can bless you with the strength and grace you need to even say, "Thank you, Lord, for this problem. Thank you for bringing me to the valley of Baca. Because in coming to the valley of Baca, I come to know Jesus better than I've known Him before. When I can see Jesus helping me to make a well in the valley of Baca, and I feel the power of Christ resting upon me, and I see the power of Christ resting upon you in your afflictions and in your troubles. Listen, brethren, if God would let me do it, I'd fix all your problems." Did you know that? That's just how dumb I am. I want to just fix your problems. I don't want you to have to go through problems. Do you know what I mean? Do you want your children to have to go through troubles? You don't want them to. You don't want them to have to go through trouble. But listen, brethren, trouble is good for God's people. And God is all wise. And God makes us sometimes walk through the valley of Baca. And then He calls on you, now you make a well in the valley, and I'll be with you, and I'll help you, and I'll provide all the water you need in that well. You dig, you call on me, and I'll answer your prayer. And I'll make a valley, and I'll cause trees to grow in that valley. I'll give you shade, I'll give you food, I'll give you nourishment, I'll give you peace, I'll give you joy in the valley of Baca if you'll just call on the name of the Lord. Go with me back just a moment to the Old Testament. I want you to go back to 1 Kings chapter 20. There are a lot of other scriptures on my heart, but I want to close with 1 Kings chapter 20. And if you want a lot of other scriptures to study at home, I encourage you to go home and study more about the Valley of Baca and the well in the Valley of Baca that we can have. You know, sometimes when God's people are in the Valley of Baca, sometimes they feel like God doesn't care. Have you ever felt that way? Have you ever been down in the valley and just felt like, well, just God just doesn't care? And you get discouraged and despondent and weak when you feel that way. And the reason you feel that way is there's a false belief, a false theology, that if you serve God, all's going to be well in this life. That if you'll just follow Jesus Christ, you won't have problems in this life. Let me tell you, that's a lie from the devil. All of God's children that try to serve Him, they will suffer in this world. In fact, if you don't serve Him, you're still going to have trouble in this world. Everybody, this world is full of trouble. But the devil wants you to believe that serving God is just going to result in you staying on the mountaintop all the time. And then when you're down in the valley, what do you think? When you have to go down in the valley of Baca, you just think, well, God just abandoned me. God just left me alone. Well, listen carefully, and this is what I want you to remember more than anything else that we think about tonight, and that is God is the God of the hills, and He is the God of the valleys. The one that brings you up on the mountaintop and blesses you to rejoice in all kinds of natural and spiritual blessings, God is the one that's with you up there and carried you up there. But I also want you to remember that God is not only the God of the hills, but He's the God of the valleys. In 1 Kings chapter 20, there's a beautiful picture here where the Syrians are fighting against the children of Israel. And as they're fighting against the children of Israel, the Syrians and the children of Israel have been in a battle on a mountain. Just listen to this, and I'll give you the scriptures to go home and read this. The children of Israel and Syria have been fighting a battle up on a mountain. And the Syrians lost that battle. And so the Syrians backed up and they kind of regrouped and they said, their God is the God of the hills, but he's not the God of the valleys. So let's fight them in the valley and then we'll win the battle. And you follow that? You see how foolish that is? Let's take them down in the valley. Has the devil ever said, like he did with Job, well, yeah, you blessed him when he's got all this money, and he's blessing you while he's got all this money. Let's take it all away. Let's take his health away. Let's take his children away. Let's take everything away. Let's put him down in the valley. Let's see if he'll be faithful to you down in the valley. Isn't that what the devil said basically about Job? Listen now in 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 23, first of all. 1 Kings chapter 20, verse 23, the Word of God says, and the servants of the king of Syria said unto him, that is, they said unto their king, their gods are the gods of the hills, therefore they were stronger than we, but let us fight against them in the plain, and surely we shall be stronger than they. Come down to verse 27. Verse 27 says, and the children of Israel were numbered and were all present and went against them, and the children of Israel pitched before them like two little flocks of kids. But the Syrians filled the country. Who's going to win this battle? You got these two little flocks of kids down in the valley. And then the next verse says, and there came a man of God and spake unto the king. Let me ask you, in verse 27, while they're down in that valley, are they in the valley of Baca right there? Yes. Do they have a reason to be crying? Would the natural man be crying down in this valley when you see you're like two little flocks against a huge army much greater than you are? Have you ever had to face giants bigger than you are? Verse 28 says, and there came a man of God and spake unto the king of Israel and said, thus saith the Lord, because the Syrians have said, the Lord is God of the hills, but he is not God of the valleys. Therefore will I deliver all this great multitude in thine hand, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. He is the Lord. He is the Lord. He is the Lord of the hills, and he is the Lord of the valleys. Down in the valley with my Savior I would go. Are you willing to go down in the valley with him? Do you know that he is the God of the valleys as well as the God of the hills? Do you know that if you have to walk through the valley of Baca, that you can make a well there by the strength of God and by the power of God and with the help of God, that you can make a well by calling on the Lord? May God help us to know that we're a blessed people, that in the valley of Baca, that we can dig a well and find peace and joy and encouragement in the midst of trouble, is my prayer for Christ's sake.